highlighting the topics that affect agriculture nationwide. It's the AgNet Weekly with Sabrina Halverson, brought to you by AgNet Media. And now, here's this week's featured conversation.
And this week's chat comes from Commodity Classic, which was held last week in Houston, Texas. I'm Sabrina Halverson, and I'm talking with the Executive Director of National Sorghum Producers, Greg Rooley.
So tell me, what are some of the key things going on with sorghum?
A ton of things. You know, like many of the commodity groups, Farm Bill is a big priority for all of the farm groups, just to make sure we get that stability and that certainty in farm policy. So we're continuing to press for Farm Bill passage this year. We know the calendar is short, and it'll be a challenge to get that adopted. But good progress made this week on the continuing resolutions, and those are the things that are kind of standing in the way of moving farm legislation. So moving the continuing resolutions out far enough to negotiate and finalize FY24 appropriations measures is the first step in the process. We'll follow along then with committee debate and discussion, moving out of chairman's mark on the farm bill. I think the House Ag Committee will lead in that process, and then our hopes would be to bring the Senate along and move legislation. You know, everybody worries about election year, and they think that things end when we have an election on the first Tuesday after the first Monday of November. That's hardly the case. We could certainly see activity in late November and December in a lame duck session that would allow us to finalize legislation then.
So what are some of the key programs in the Farm Bill for sorghum producers?
It's a really simple message for us, and that is there's got to be more farm in the Farm Bill. We've got to have a safety net that recognizes the decline in commodity prices that we're seeing right now, that recognizes the increased risk that we have from a smaller margin in commodity agriculture. And you know, sorghum's no different than any other commodity in that space. So making sure the safety net is adequate to cover the needs that we have in this particular market is of critical importance. There's a lot of components to that. Making sure we have a vibrant crop insurance program. Making sure that reference prices are reflective of cost of production. Those are things that, you know, policies shared broadly across the commodity organizations and are critical. You know, beyond that, we have really begun to develop an aggressive opportunity or an aggressive role in the sustainability space. Sorghum's got a great story to tell, one that the other commodities really have to kind of follow along behind us. But you know, we're a resource-conserving crop. We're the crop that farmers grow when you're in that position where you don't get enough rainfall, or you have irrigation restrictions in place that reduce your opportunities for applying water throughout the growing season. Sorghum's a crop that they go to, and so that's an opportunity that plays well among consumers today, both in the food space as well as the feed space, whether we're producing sorghum silage for dairy or beef cattle, or sorghum as an ingredient in pet food. There's some really good opportunities there for sorghum to establish its rightful place in that sustainability space.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned the water and sorghum. How is sorghum doing as a crop in California with all of their water restrictions and their drought troubles, which this year has been a little bit different because of all the rain?
What an interesting turn of events for California, right? Going from drought to extreme drought conditions, and then now suddenly, you know, anything but drought, just overwhelmed with water in significant quantities in short periods of time. You know, really, it really creates some challenges. Sorghum's role, you know, in California, I think continues to grow, maybe for a different set of reasons. I think part of that is its ability to fill that export market niche, the location, the transit, your cost of shipping become very advantageous. Sorghum's role in biofuels production will also create an opportunity, I think, for more acres to be grown in California. It's one of those growing markets where, and it's, you know, California has such a diverse agricultural system. A lot of people are vying for those acres that exist. And you know, when it comes to a water argument, sustainability argument, clearly we think sorghum's got the story to tell that few others can bring to the table.
Right. Well, let's talk about the entire nation now, and you talked a bit about crop insurance.
Yeah.
The importance of that in the Farm Bill. Would you like to see additional programs?
Yeah, you know, there's a pretty significant push to move away from the ad hoc disaster payments that happen and take those dollars and use it to strengthen the safety net. We think that's really good public policy. None of us want to operate by ad hoc disaster programs year after year. And if you look at the spending charts, it's crazy the amount of off-budget spending that is represented by those ad hoc disaster programs. So realigning the safety net, to be that true safety net, and to operate as it should, and to provide that assurance to the farmer and to the consumer about a safe and affordable food supply is critical. It's going to be a process, though. Yeah, there are a lot of demands for any pool of money that one might find available out there. And so the commodity groups right now are united, I believe, in pushing for, you know, those sorts of reforms to the farm safety net.
All right. Is there anything else that you think is important for our listeners to hear?
I think the one thing I would add is sorghum was very fortunate to be one of the awardees of a Climate Smart grant. That program, we've got the first year, a pilot year, under our belt. We had 23 farmers on about 10,000 acres who were helping us gather the data necessary to make those climate smart claims. This program grows for us exponentially over the next 5 years. At the end of that, we're going to influence about 1 million acres of sorghum with climate smart practices, and then be able to qualify and quantify the benefits of those practices in a way that it's really meaningful, not only to satisfy the USDA grant, but it's meaningful in the eyes of the consumer, and for us, goes into the biofuels market. So, you know, sorghum's role in biofuels production will only continue to grow. The grant gives us a chance to really kind of establish that space and to help us grow that into the future.
Thank you again to Greg Ruling, Executive Director of National Sorghum Producers. And if you want to hear more conversations about policy and other topics important to agriculture, be sure to like and follow AgNet Weekly on your favorite podcast listening app. I'm Sabrina Halverson. Thanks for listening.
Continue the conversation online by following Sabrina Halverson on Facebook, X, and LinkedIn. And get more agricultural news at southeastagnet.com and agnetwest.com. This has been the AgNet Weekly from AgNet Media. Thank you for tuning in.